where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Gusty winds could cause power outages or toss loose objects heading into the weekend. A special weather statement continues for Sarnia Lambton. Northwesterly winds gusting to 80 kilometers per hour are expected this afternoon and tonight. Winds may be stronger near Lake Huron and Georgian Bay, approaching 90 kilometers per hour. Winds are going to ease tomorrow morning as the low pressure system departs. Sarnia police say a traffic stop early yesterday morning has led to the seizure of drugs, a modified firearm, and the arrest of two people, including a wanted man. Officers pulled over the vehicle on Murphy Road for a traffic violation around 4 a.m. and said the driver had an open container of liquor. Police say they confiscated fentanyl and methamphetamine, $643 in Canadian currency, a digital scale, an airsoft gun, and an extended 3D printed handgun magazine. Two people from Wallaceburg are facing charges. More details at sarnianewstoday.ca. A section of Highway 401 east of London is going to be closed for 16 hours beginning tomorrow night. It's for the demolition of the Dorchester Road Bridge, which goes over the highway. All eastbound and westbound lanes are going to be closed from 6 tomorrow night until 10 Sunday morning. Traffic from the 401 is going to be detoured off and back onto the highway at the Dorchester Road interchange. Safety concerns surrounding a Camlachy intersection are going to Lambton County Council for further discussion. The topic concerning Egremont Road and Lakeshore Road was brought up during this week's Plimpton-Wyoming Council meeting. Mayor Gary Atkinson introduced a motion to bring the concerns to the county level.
It's not the first time that we've had concerns from our residents about that intersection. I'm sure probably all of us have had near misses there as well.
A public letter addressed to the mayor and council suggested the possible installation of a roundabout to improve traffic flow and community safety. The Petrolia Community Fund, in partnership with the Sarnia Community Foundation, has announced its 2023 recipients after a presentation to Town Council. The Petrolia District Skating Club, Noel's Gift, Petrolia YMCA, Tammy's Place, No One Stands Alone, Lambton Literacy, and the Kiwanis Club of Petrolia are splitting just over $11,000. And students between the ages of 15 and 29 have until May 1st to apply for funding through the Summer Company Program. Manager Allison Manato says applicants can choose to start almost any type of business.
So it has to be a new business. It has to be something that they are running themselves and that they are dedicating the time to over the course of the summer. So it should be a full-time business and opportunity.
The annual initiative offers up to $3,000 to help students launch a business. Manato says in addition to financial support, successful applicants will receive mentoring sessions. Periods of rain ending around midnight, then clearing on a gusty northwest wind, low 3 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow, high 13, a mix of sun and cloud Sunday, chance of showers, high 16, and a mix of sun and cloud Monday, high 17 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.